With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Majority Leader Steve Scalise said Wednesday that House Republicans will address remaining issues around the Epstein case after lawyers return from the August recess. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
Scalise said in an interview the House is waiting on the Trump administration to work on releasing Epstein-related grand jury information through the courts over the August recess. He noted that GOP leadership and rank-and-file Republicans are hoping the administration will release more information before lawmakers return in August. He noted that GOP leadership and rank-and-file Republicans are hopeful the administration will release more information before lawmakers return in September. GOP Congressman Thomas Massie of Kentucky is pushing a discharge position to force a vote on his bipartisan bill to compel the release of more Epstein documents. That effort will be ready for a vote in September. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
At a state hearing on Hill Country flooding, Chief Nim Kidd with the Texas Division of Emergency Management says his team is committed to learning from the catastrophic flooding that killed at least 136 people.
And I know we cannot replace the lives that are lost. I grieve for those, the families, and those lives that have been devastated. The sadness and pain for the families to find and the friends of the 136, now 137 fatalities, it will not leave me. And it drives us forward to do a better job.
Texas lawmakers say they aren't seeking to assign blame or armchair quarterback as they review the July 4th floods. The United States is cutting short its Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar, saying the latest response from Hamas shows a lack of desire to reach a deal. President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff said Thursday mediators made a great effort, but Hamas does not appear to be acting in good faith. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 316 points. This is SRN News. A British school redefines masculinity. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Streatham Wells is a primary school outside London, and in selecting male role models for its little boys, it is promoting Canadian actor Elliot Page. The problem is Elliot Page was born Ellen Page and is actually a woman who is living as a man. School officials say they're promoting Page in an effort to teach their male students that masculinity can take many forms. They're also promoting pop star Harry Styles, who frequently wears a dress. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches are establishing sensory rooms that offer calm, predictable environments that can help people with mental and emotional disorders attend worship. And it's not just churches. Temple Emmanuel, a Reformed synagogue in Atlanta, has adopted two of its rooms to help handicapped people process sensory input. This is SRN News. About 3.6 million Hydrotech branded hoses are under recall.
That's because they can burst during use. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission announced the recall, citing at least 29 injuries. The recall affects 5/8-inch expandable burst-proof hoses imported by Winston Products. They were sold at major retailers like Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, and Target, and made on or before August 31, 2024. Consumers are urged to stop using them and contact Winston Products to initiate a claim. John Scott reporting.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are confirming they're in merger talks that would create North America's largest railroad stretching service from east to west coasts. A merger would have to be approved by federal regulators. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.